Blog Talk
Welcome.
Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host, and catching up. Sorry, but I'm a little bit stuffed up today, and decided to lie down for a minute, and it went, oh my goodness, lying down was not a good idea. I'm looking for Ada Marie, whom I called just a few minutes ago, and don't see her. There we go. Here we are. Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Ada Marie?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I was so stuffy. I've been having some kind of an allergy attack, and I lay down for a minute, and it turned into a little bit more than a minute. So,
I can understand that. I've had days that were like that.
Okay. But I'm here now.
That's good.
And I wanted to tell everybody a little bit about Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle. She's a seer, conscious medium, and healer. And she was trained in healing and spirit communication by two conscious mediums, her grandmothers. And she has rare gift of hands-on healing, and she communicates universal knowledge through her spirit guides. So she's here. Her life mission is to pass all the secret knowledge she was taught on to us. And that's about it. So now I'm going to turn it right over to our star, to Ada Marie.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was very interesting because I came on a little early and the music was playing. And even with the music playing, I got a message. I could not believe it. I've never had a message when there's been any sound anywhere. And
how interesting.
Message, yeah, it's never been like that. I mean, the message just came while the music was playing, and that music kind of goes up and down, up and down. And I said, who am I speaking with? I'm not familiar. And I waited a few minutes, and the energy pattern that was coming in said, we are with you today to give you some very, very important messages that will be helpful to everyone who has lost somebody in the shootings and the things that have been happening throughout the year.
Wonderful.
And I said, oh my goodness, yes, I'll be happy to share that information. And I just was kind of dumbfounded, but we do have somebody with us today. We have a spirit with us, and if you'd like, we can go right to that, because I don't know how long I can hold on to them either.
Marvelous. You go right ahead. We welcome, spirit, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. It is time that people realize the energy and the necessity of prayer in the world. Prayer, every individual must pray for harmony, peace, and health in our world, but especially in America, because it has been attacked by unworthy people who would like to see it fall. And we are not going to allow that to happen. So our message today is that everyone who knows somebody, if they would ask them if they didn't do any more than their prayers they were taught as little children, now I lay me down to sleep, if you remember that one, I asked the Lord my soul to keep, please, please pray for the protection of this nation. And it is extremely important, and it is extremely important to you to maintain your health and your strength and your wisdom to pray and give thanks and have gratitude for everything you have around you that is solid and safe and wonderful, and the things that you can do to help others. whatever little thing you do, whether it's helping a child or an adult, whether it's working with a group of people, remember, those things are remembered in the Book of Wisdom. So, I say to you, please, please, do everything you can to bring harmony and peace and joy in your surrounding area and to anyone who calls you. Have the patience to give them strength to go forward, because things are at such a outlandish outcropping of negativity that we must work diligently hard to bring us back to that place where we can say hello, where we can shake hands, where we can pass each other on the street and smile, where we can help somebody who needs assistance, where we can listen to somebody who needs to hear us and let them talk of their trouble. Please, please, put your ears, your eyes, and your body into the place where you can do this and do it lovingly. Do you understand?
Oh, I understand. I do understand. Let me plug some of these people who have questions in, and so that we can have a group here.
Okay.
And let everybody, did everybody hear that wonderful message? Okay, great, okay. All right, anyone else want to comment? Sure. What we have, is that a radio program or something, or someone speaking?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes,
I was
here.
Having a hard. Could you hear that, Ada Marie?
No, I couldn't make it out at all.
You know, it was very hard to understand.
Right.
But we have just been blessed by a message from Spirit for the people who have just tuned in. To ask for prayers for resolution of the terrible situation of people going out with guns and shooting children in schools and killing people in who are listening to a concert and everything. And I just want to say something, if I may.
Yes.
I'm old enough to remember 1934. There was something called, we called it a Tommy gun. It was otherwise known as a machine gun. And in 1944, the Congress banned machine guns. Now, the machine guns are the equivalent of the 1934 Ford that my aunt was driving then, which had a little seat that you drove backward, that you rode backwards in, and a lot of people are still driving the Model A, and compared that to a Ferrari, and that's what we're talking about in these horrible automatic weapons that people are aiming at our children and our loved ones. Okay, that's all I got to say. So, if the Congress hasn't got sense enough to pass a law against those things, well, we got to just do something about it. Okay, everybody with me?
It has to happen that something is done.
Good.
Because too many senseless, absolutely senseless killings are happening for no reason.
Absolutely.
So we have to, and you know, I pray diligently without ceasing, and I get many calls from parents who have lost their children because they were in school, they were shot in a group at school. They don't
right.
want to, it's really a horrible, horrible event. And all I know to do is to turn to God, and he's never failed me, so I just keep turning to him several times a day and saying, Father, this must cease. This must cease instantly. Cease the killing. Cease the hate. Cease those who have the ability to give people guns that shouldn't have guns.
Good.
Because that's what they do. They give them to people who have no right to have them.
Absolutely. So anyway, this is a wonderful way to start the show, and I hope I'm going to mute everybody but one person so that we can have one question at a time.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's see now. There was someone who is. Let's see. It ends in 6016. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yes, I can hear you.
Welcome. You have a question?
Yes. I just wanted to see or hear what you see from me as far as love and children, having a family, and with relationship.
What is your name? Can we have your name first? What?
Yeah. My name is Tamika.
Tamika, okay.
Tamika with an N, like Nancy.
Okay.
Tamika, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your question is, what is it you're asking? Do it slowly.
Love and having children. Love and having children.
What about that?
What do you see with that?
Oh, for yourself?
What you see for her. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, yes, I do see that. I see you having a very good marriage and a very fine family.
You there, Tanika?
Yeah, I'm listening. When do you see this happening?
Okay.
Well, it are you married?
No.
I know. I don't see you married. I would say it would be maybe closer to the end of the year or the beginning of next year.
Anything you can tell her to make it easier for that to happen? Because we need to work together with Spirit to make good things happen.
That's true, but in order for it to be a real marriage, which means the people are together when they marry, and they're on the same page, and they're willing to sacrifice the sacrifice it takes to have children. And you know that having children is a big sacrifice to a family. So they are able to do that, and they're capable of it. They just have to choose the time when it is good for them. But I hope they take some time together a year or two first so they really know each other. You know, it takes a while to get, when you're married, it takes a while to get acquainted. And they need to get
used to working together. Because
right.
They're certainly going to work together when they
have
children. That's for sure.
Yeah. And they need to have some time to get to know each other, to work together, so that when they do have children, they're on the same page. I mean, it's a big responsibility, but it's a big responsibility to marry somebody and be sure that you're marrying the right person and you're happy and you have a lot of things in common and you share willingly with each other. Those things are all important in a marriage, I believe.
Yes, and it's hard for children when the parents are pulling in different directions. They are so smart, they take advantage of it. If mama says no, daddy might say yes. So they play one against the other. I mean, the kids are so smart. Look at these teenagers that are going out there and fighting Congress and fighting the Congress and telling the president, you know, to get on the ball and do something about this. I love this, you know.
Mm-hmm. So.
From the mouths of babes, huh?
Yeah, right. And
does that help you, Tanika?
I guess.
Are you ready to be married and spend your life sharing your life with someone?
Yeah.
That's my question. Is that something you really want to do at this time in your life?
Yeah.
Well,
it is.
Then you're on the right page, and then be very careful as you pick a mate. Be sure that the two of you are on the same page. Okay?
Well, do you see one coming, and what is he like?
I can't answer that question. If I could, I would.
Yeah.
It's a double.
You know, the future,
future
hasn't happened until you make it happen, Tanika. There's such a thing as free will. And your actions are part of something that spirit can work with. Right, Ada Marie?
Yes. And actually, that's a question that is hard to answer unless somewhere along the line, and once in a while I get a couple that ask that question and it's already answered. Yes, they're on the same page. And then maybe 10 years later, I get a card or a letter. I just got one from them. One group in California, they married, and they were celebrating their 10-year marriage celebration, and they have one child. And her husband said, I don't want any more kids. She went through so much pain. I don't want to see her do that again. I said, you know what? Oh. That's between you and her.
Yeah,
it's not
absolutely.
Up to me. I can't do anything about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just is the way it is. He felt he was sick for a week, he said, after he saw a baby being born.
Oh.
He was sicker than she was. So,
Oh, that's wonderful. That's so sweet.
That was such a great idea.
Yeah.
But that's,
Tanika, how do you feel about yourself, Tanika? You feel like when you give a gift to you when you marry somebody, you're giving them a gift, and you want to give a special gift. So do you feel special about yourself? This is important.
Yeah, I do.
Work on you. Good.
Yeah.
Next.
Right.
Listen,
I think
we need to. Is there anything else that you need to say, Anna Marie? Because
no,
I want to go on with the next question.
Right. That's fine.
Okay. Hello. Can you hear me? Someone was ending with 5337. Hello.
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
And who are we talking with?
Casey.
Casey. And you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I have a question. I have been in a 4.5-year relationship, and I just wanted to know if I should keep trying to pursue the relationship.
It's going nowhere. It's one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, is that the way you want to live?
No, it's not.
Then I would say the answer to that question is walk.
Okay.
I'm serious. Then somebody wonderful will show up.
How are you going to get a really good relationship when you got a bad one sitting in there filling up your time?
Right.
Just walk, and you'll be surprised at how different it'll be and how soon you'll find the right person. Before the summer's over, you'll be very happy.
You know, just thank him for the good times and say, I think it's about time that we go different ways. You know, just make it nice.
Yeah, peaceful. Leave peacefully.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That gives you power. You want to leave on a power. You want to go on your terms when you want to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay, yes, ma'am. I got it. Thank you.
Okay. You will be
good
very
luck,
happy.
Good luck, Tanika.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. How are you today?
Oh, good. What's your name?
It's Tisha.
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 Okay.
Yes. Oh. So I
and
have
what
a
is
question.
Your question?
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe in about 2 years, within a year, 2 years tops of having a child. And I'm trying to see if you see me having a child or do you see me hiring a surrogate to have it for me?
Having a child or doing what?
Hiring
or
a surrogate. Someone to have a child for her if she cannot have it herself.
Well, some people have done that, but if you're not able to have a child, why do you think God gave you that sending? Why do you think that happened?
No, I was just asking, I mean, it's really up to me. I can have one, but it's just that I'm getting up into age, that's why.
No, I see. Well, that's totally up to you. I don't think I would do it, but you can go ahead if you wish.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it. I'm glad you said it. I'm taking your advice.
Are you married?
No, I'm not married. Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
I don't think my partner is not. Well, the last time I talked to you, you told me that I'm not to finish school first, and that's what I'm doing,
uh-huh.
And then find
right.
someone. So that's what I'm doing.
Good.
Good. That's
good.
Amazing.
Taking your advice. Yes. I see nothing but just problem, so I'm not interested.
Okay.
Yeah, well, be sure to finish school.
Yeah, that's my main goal.
And,
yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are many, many ways to parent. And one of them is to give to some children things that maybe their parents are not capable of giving them. Does that make
yes.
sense?
Yes, I definitely plan to help homeless kids.
Good.
And kids
uh-huh.
with disabilities. That's my main goal, yes.
That's
okay.
That was what I was getting from you. Okay, mm-hmm. Because you have so much giving in you.
Right.
Okay, yes, that's all. I'm on the right track.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Ada Marie? Do you see something? Kind
no,
of?
I think she is really spot on. So that's
oh.
a good thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm taking your advice.
Okay.
All right, Ada Marie.
And be happy and be happy and be the best you can be.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, well,
we're
thank
going,
you.
We have, sure thing.
Yeah.
We have someone else waiting to speak with us.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys? Hi, how are you?
We're
okay.
Good.
Who are we speaking with?
Rosemaria.
Maria.
Maria.
And
right.
Your question?
Whatever you can get, I guess relationship or getting married or whatever you can pick up on that. I think that's my next step.
Relationship or getting married.
Right.
Do you see that for Maria?
No. I'm sorry, that came out of my mouth without me having a chance to say anything.
Well, Spirit is right with us, so I can understand that.
Yeah, Spirit is here, but no, that's not the right marriage.
Whoever is, anyone who is in your life is not the right one for you. When you are,
yeah,
when you are open and ready, it might come, but you need to. You need to be happier with yourself first.
Yeah. and do treat yourself with a great joy and respect. That'll change a lot of things.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay.
You know, many of us women, we think that a man is going to make us whole, and that just plain doesn't work. That gives them too much power over us, and it gives us too little self-respect. So I've got a feeling, Maria, there's something special about you that you haven't developed yet, and I think it's important to work on you now. Can you feel that too, Maria Marie?
Well, I feel like she's grabbing at straws or something, but she just needs to be good to herself and respect herself so others will respect her back. If I don't respect me, you're not going to do it either. Do you see what I'm saying? She bows down instead of walking with her head high.
Yeah, that's getting tired of respecting
other
people.
Does that make
sense? Yeah, respect others is just they don't respect back.
Okay.
Yeah.
And don't give too much power to people who don't deserve it.
Carry yourself well, and no one will try to take advantage of you. If your head is up and you're smiling and you're walking straight, no one is going to try to cross you.
Cool. Well, hopefully it's soon.
That's
cool.
True.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank you, Maria.
Thanks.
Okay. It looks like we're kind of out of questions at the moment. What else does Spirit have to say to us?
Well, I think Spirit was very, very busy earlier, and I only got to have a little bit of time, and they said that what happens is a lot of times people don't really understand what I'm telling them and how to make the change, and what we need to do is to make people understand that any change that comes into their life is something they have to sit down silently someplace in the wherever, the bedroom, the bathroom, wherever, and listen to the voice within them that tells them how to make the change in their life simple and easy, and they will be happy and healthy. Because a lot of people are, they're fearful. They're just plain afraid and afraid of what's going on in the world today. But that doesn't make them less of a person. They just need to turn that fear into a strength that they can understand how they can maneuver through the commotion that's going on in today. Used to be fairly simple when we were kids, you know. We could only do so many things, and we just only could do so many things. But today, with
that's all right. The
stuff going on, the television and the fight, everything, it just has everybody confused, and young people are really confused because they don't see anything solid in their life. Look around. You see all the fighting, the killing, the anger. We didn't have that situation in such a bad amount as they do today.
No, everything was smaller then. It was
right, and
the guns were smaller. The gangs were smaller, you know. And our dreams were different.
Right.
Our dreams were very different, and our feeling of the pride of being Americans, and pride of being who we were, and being able to learn and grow and study
Any occupation we wanted to study, we could study, and we could have that. We could have that our own self-respect, and that self-respect that others gave us. That, in other words, people were more congenial. They treated each other like they were somebody special to them. You're my special friend, right? And even though I only know you on the phone, I can tell by your voice that you are a kind, insightful person, willing to give help wherever you can and willing to work to be able to see that people are okay around you.
Right.
I might be wrong, but I don't think I am.
All of these people who've called today, I can feel their hearts open. I can feel their love and their willingness to give of themselves. And this is what makes a beautiful world.
And until all the corruption around us gets done with and we could go back to that kind of living, where everybody is going to be a little nervous about where they go and what they do. Used to be you could go in any store to shop and you didn't even worry about anybody coming in with a gun. You could go in a restaurant to eat and you didn't worry that somebody might come in and shoot the whole place up. These things didn't exist in our world. So today it's a lot more difficult.
The gangsters tried to do it and Congress passed a law and took their weapons away from them.
Right.
So there, you know.
That was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
It's not going on like that today. Now it seems like the gangsters are running the country. So we got to stop that.
We need to, I think, visualize, instead of concentrating on everything is bad, let's concentrate on what's working, what's good, and what we can do to make it better.
That's right. We have to see it in a positive light and dismiss the negativity till it can't have anywhere to move among us. You can dismiss anything you want, and it'll disappear out of your life. So let's disappear all the negativity, the fighting and the killing and the selfishness, and see the world back again, whole and healthy, and everybody able to survive and be happy.
Sounds good to me.
I think I'm going to sneeze.
That's the little allergy that I came up with a couple of days ago.
So we have to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, but I see people when I look at their auric fields and I see the fear in their energy patterns. It's really quite frightening. So, you know, you don't like to see stuff like that. You'd like to see somebody with a smile on their face being happy to see you coming down the street. Not fearful because they don't know you.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yep. So, is spirit still with us? Is there anything else spirit wants to say?
There is a message that came. Well, it comes every day or so. Spirit very often says, "Be aware that the negativity and the hate stops." One person at a time. So for every person you can make smile, you are doing something to change the pattern. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's wonderful. Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was
every
wonderful.
Every one of us has, we have the power to change the world. One smile at a time. One caring.
Right.
Energy at a time.
Yeah, we do. So that's how it has to be done now because there are so many people on drugs that don't know if they're coming or going, and a lot of it, I think, is coming from that, the negativity. So that's fearful.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I keep praying for the protection of people and that they have to... Whoever's behind this drug movement has to be stopped in one way or another. So, because it's causing
it's all from greed.
Yeah.
It's all from greed. And if they would do, if they would spend the energy and the ingenuity of all the things that they think of to do bad things, if they would just spend that doing something good and doing something positive, look what the world would be like.
It would be wonderful. And it will be when that drops, because, you know, it can only go so far, and then it's going to go eat itself from the inside out. All that negativity is going to turn back into the person, and that's going to be the end of it.
And, you know, sometimes we have to see something bad in order to put our foot down and say, I'm not going to tolerate this. I will not put up with this anymore. I'm going to work to make the world better.
And one of the best ways of working is to pray without ceasing for the protection and the freedom of every living person on the earth, and especially in America right now is what we're concerned with. So just know that God always answers prayer. He never fails to answer you. He may not get it done today or tomorrow, but he'll get it done, and he will straighten this out, and people will turn around, and they will be good to their neighbor or a stranger or somebody. Uh-huh. You know, years ago, you could see a guy hitchhiking on the road to another town. You could pick him up and haul him all the way over there, and you were just friends. There were never anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Had a new friend, right.
Yeah, right. So let's try to be a friend, and let's try to see that the people we meet are good people. We want to see them as good people. You know, that's important.
That, if you see the good in someone,
yes,
and comment on that, what are they going to do? They're going to try to be even better so that you will appreciate them more.
Absolutely. They will know that they're appreciated because they have been given some extra time to spend with you.
Yeah,
that's an important thing. Let's try to be a friend as we would be befriended. In other words, I try to give everybody the same appreciation and energy and kindness that I would like to get from them, and I do it, and I really don't have a problem with very many people, or if I do, I don't know it. So.
Yeah.
I don't even think about it. You know,
sure.
I see people when I go to town to shop and places, and I always see them, and I always smile. A smile can save somebody's life. You have no idea how important it is. So don't take your smile and stick it in your pocket. Put it on your face and show it, and let people know that you care. You don't have to know them. You don't have to speak to them. You just have to smile.
Yeah, you never know when something you say or do can change a person's life.
Absolutely.
And this is fabulous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I say that to people. You never know what your smile has done for some stranger that walked by. So, again.
Yeah.
Everybody can be kind. Every single soul that comes onto the earth can be kind. All they have to do is think about it. Would you like that to happen to you? No. When my kids would fight, I'd say, would you like somebody to come up and do that to you? No. Then don't do it. Don't do it.
Good idea. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
so
it's
a beautiful life if you make it a beautiful.
Absolutely. It's a good life. It's a happy life and a healthy life. If you just act that way and work that way and think that way and go about your life to be there to be a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the important thing.
That's true. You know, every Christmas season, the television they play, It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was there the very first time it was played in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't sleep for 3 weeks. I lay awake and I said, I haven't changed the world. I haven't changed anybody's life. I haven't given anybody a chance to be better. I haven't done any of those things that what was his name, you know, Jimmy Stewart in the movie had done.
Yeah.
And I lay awake at night beating myself up. All I had done was cost my mother and my father money and energy and aggravation and my teachers trying to teach me something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really strange. And about a year later, we had moved away, and then we came back to the place where I was born. And
yeah.
I went to the church I used to belong to, and there was a girl that I remembered, and everybody was counting on her. She taught the Sunday school. She did this. She was a member of that, whatever. And she came over to me, and she said, I can't thank you enough. You're the one who brought me here, and I'm so happy that I came here. And I went,
oh, wonderful.
Ah, finally, I did something to help somebody else.
Oh, wonderful.
But it was important to me.
Yeah. It made a big change in your attitude in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was still a teenager. So
mm-hmm.
I think just having that one experience gave me the conviction and the energy and the freedom to reach out to other people in any way I could. And it didn't matter
right.
whether it was something that I thought was important. I mean, I didn't think it was important just taking her to church, you know, but it was
uh-huh.
a big deal to her. And you never know when some little thing you do is a big
right.
deal to somebody
right.
else and could change their life.
Absolutely. It's true. Even a smile. There was a man in a wheelchair sitting on a porch, and it was just a few weeks after I was able to stand up. I'd been stabbed 26 times, and I walked out on the sidewalk, and I looked up the street, and I couldn't go only a few steps. I had to sit down. They had to carry a chair for me to sit on, and here was this boy in a wheelchair, and I said, look it, he can't even walk. Look how lucky I am. Yes, I can't eat and I can't do a lot of things, but I can walk. And I went to bed that night thinking, my gosh, there's nothing really wrong with me. Nothing I can't fix, but that boy can't walk. I mean, it just, you know, I wasn't very old, just stuck in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
And even today, when I think that I'm kind of overloaded, I'll think, wait a minute,
mm-hmm.
there's somebody worse off than I am.
Yeah, this is true. You know,
yeah,
the old expression, I felt sorry for myself when I had no shoes until I met
yeah.
a man who had no feet.
But, you know, somebody might not have had any feet.
Yeah, that's
that,
right.
That would have been worse.
Sure would.
So
if you concentrate, this, we're kind of going back into a loop that
yeah.
we were talking about earlier about focusing on what's going right instead of what's going wrong.
Right.
That's
and
a
I do
big
need
deal.
To. I have to answer two questions. Last week, someone had asked for my phone number, and I thought I had given it twice, but she said I didn't. So my phone
uh-huh.
number is 520-896-9510, and it's an Arizona phone number. We live in Arizona in the Tucson area, and my website is ADAMARIE@thegoldenoracle.com.
And that's ORACLE. Mm-hmm. So this is fantastic. And I just want to say that Ada Marie does wonderful, wonderful healing spa and for a retreat.
I do have
where
a
people
retreat.
Come out. Uh-huh.
Yeah. My retreat is a two-bedroom because many of the people that come for a retreat for 3 days bring a caretaker. They come out of a hospital. They come with a caretaker, and they spend 3 days, and they walk out of here, and they're fine. So they, you know, I do retreats. I do three-day retreats, only 3 days. And because a lot of people are ill, and they bring with them the caretaker, and the caretaker has to be cared for here. They stay in the guest house with the person, so they're not in there alone. I think it's important that they have somebody with them when they're ill.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that when they leave, the caretaker is changed too.
Yeah, she's changed, and she's on to another job usually. At the end of 3 days, the person is pretty well healed, and they're on to doing something good with their life, so that's a good thing.
I heard that you have a very important collection of wheelchairs.
Collection of what?
Wheelchairs.
Oh, yes, I do. I do have. In fact, I just recently gave 15 wheelchairs to a school, because one of the people at the school knew children or young people that needed wheelchairs. So we just unloaded the garage, and we only kept two. And we gave them away. They put them in the truck and drove away with them, because the people had come here with them, and they wouldn't take them home. They didn't want them. They didn't need them. So
if they're healed again,
that,
can walk again, why take the wheelchair?
That's
why,
right.
Why be reminded of what it used to be?
You know what one man said? He said,
what?
I knew someday I would walk, and I don't even want to look at the thing. I don't even want to see it. I said, you don't have to have it. He said, I'm sorry to leave it with you, but that's okay. Give it to somebody who needs it. I said, well, most of them I give to a place that provides wheelchairs, because the people that come to me don't need them. They come with them when they leave here without them. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, we do have them.
So, again, the telephone number is 520-896. Go ahead.
9510.
And you take calls between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Arizona time?
That's the time to call between. But they have to leave a phone number. I cannot call back if they do not leave a phone number. People call, but they don't leave the phone number. If you don't leave the phone number, I'm not a magician or whatever that is. I can't look at the phone number and know your name if I don't have a phone number.
Uh-huh.
So please leave a
fantastic
phone number. Okay?
Great.
Yeah.
Terrific. And for everybody who called, it was wonderful to have you here with us today and to answer your questions and
right,
to hear the message from Spirit.
And I hope it's been helpful.
I'm sure it is. And for everybody who listens in, you know, people can listen in all week long.
Where do they listen to it?
They listened online, and it's http://tovtr.com/s/10616865.
Wow!
And you can go on. You can go on, and you can listen to any of the calls that you missed, and it's a really good thing to be able to do.
Well, I guess so.
So you know, when you're feeling kind of down and you want a little shot of Ada Marie, go online.
Well, I hope it's joyful for them, and I hope they get information they can use to help themselves. That's the important thing, that they can find a way to help themselves. Because when you help yourself, you're really healing.
Yep. And there's nobody else can really fix you. They can give
Except
you the
you.
Energy or a little bit of extra money or a shoulder to lean on or something, if that's the case, you know. But just remember that take everything that you're given and use it to heal yourself and to heal others and to reach out to have a better life.
And the minute you share something that you have learned from your own healing, you get a better healing, and it stays with you longer and longer and longer. So, like my grandma said, you can't give enough because you're full of the wisdom and the strength. And when you have a little wisdom, share it. So,
absolutely.
That's what she used to say. So that's what we have to do now.
You know, love and healing are really the only things that the more you give them away, the more you have.
That's
important to know.
You can't give enough love away to be empty, because it comes as fast as you give it. It just comes rolling. And it builds a tower over you, and you're there. You are. You can't even feel it, but people ask you things because they can see that you have that energy. So send that energy and share it with everybody. Instead of carrying a grudge, or instead of being angry, or instead of being selfish, become a wisdom, a word unto God yourself. Because that wisdom that you have is worth sharing with somebody. Share it with whomever it is that needs help. And you won't be sorry.
That's how you will maintain
perfect health, if you do that.
And that just about brings us to the end of the hour. And
it does.
I just would like to say it went very, very fast. And I just want to say love and light to everybody, because that's what we're all about.
That is what we're about, love and light. And that light goes from us and through us and returns back to us. So the more we send, the more we get. Okay?
Yes. And that's the law of cause and effect. What you send out comes back to you increased and multiplied.
That's right.
Just remember that. The more you give, the more that comes back to you that is a surprise gift from the universe.
Right. And it always comes back in a positive manner. So the more you use it, the stronger it gets, and the happier you are and the healthier you are. So remember, you are a light of God, no matter what you think, you are. So let's let that light shine, okay?
Yes, ma'am. And as we just end, I just want to give everybody a great big giant hug.
And I'll give one too, and we'll give each other a hug, and we'll see that love that goes flying out there will make everybody happy and healthy tonight. That's my wish.
Thanks again for calling, everybody. We will see you next week.
Yes,
love and light.
And God bless all. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Yes. Bye-bye now. Thanks for calling.